What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. You writer types, you've still got a few days to submit to the Word Festival's writing contest. The deadline looms ahead on July 15th. All the details about the writing contest and the summer literary happenings can be found at wordfestival.org. How often do I get to promote one of the tiniest libraries in the listening area? Today. Today, Saturday, July 12th, from 10 to noon, it's free book day at the Sargentville Library. Sargentville, you know, next to Sedgwick. The library is giving away books being deaccessioned from the collection. The books are free, but contributions are welcome. Need another reason to go to Sargentville? The Taqueria LL Frijoles is there. Who doesn't love a good Maine pun, LL Frijoles? Get it? Islandport Press has a book out called Where Maine Reads. I asked publisher K.J. Groh to tell us more about it.
Where's your favorite reading spot? As Stephen King wrote, I have a favorite place to read, and probably you do too. A place where the light is good and the vibe is usually strong. This is the question that Buddy Doyle asked 50 book lovers from all walks of life. Where Maine Reads pairs portraits of readers with their book recommendations and reflections of a life spent loving literature. The result is a unique collection of beloved books, notable Maine changemakers, and scenic locations to bookmark for your next road trip. From Governor Janet Mills and Senator Angus King to teachers, firefighters, and college students, Doyle's subjects share their perfect reading nooks. Porches, boats, hammocks, bars, and yes, even bathtubs. Acclaimed authors like Richard Russo, Monica Wood, and Lily King appear alongside everyday readers because the love of a cozy reading spot unites us all.
That was K.J. Groh, the publisher at Islandport Press, telling us about Buddy Doyle's new book, Where Maine Reads. Kids of all ages are invited to meet therapy dog Dash at the Blue Hill Library on a few Saturdays in July, including this morning, and on a few Fridays in August. Swing by the library from 10:30 to 11:30. bhpl.net if you need more details. Not dog people? Don't worry. There's also the book kiosk and the book nook if you're looking for some good, cheap reading. Today at 3:30, join Ben Shattuck at the Stonington Public Library for a reading from his new book, The History of Sound. It's a collection of linked short stories. A friend said she'd read it twice and still wasn't ready to lend it out. Not to gossip, but do you realize Ben is married to actor, comedian, writer Jenny Slate? I don't think she's attending this event, but you should. I'm going to tell you about an event today from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Sedgwick First Baptist Church with the Island Soundscape Project. But if you're like me, first I need to tell you about the Island Soundscape Project, right? Turns out it's a Maine-based arts research collaborative. Their work sits at the intersection of art, ecology, and education. From their website, it said, "We are inspired by the idea that through listening, we can gain a unique understanding of the world we inhabit, one that can both complement and contrast with the world we see." Today is the opening of their latest work, Sound Marks, which is an immersive sound installation. This work is based on recordings gathered at a variety of Maine Coast Heritage Trust preserves, and it's part of an ongoing collaboration. So we're all invited to celebrate the Sedgwick-Brooklyn Historical Society's restoration of the landmark Sedgwick Baptist Church. If you want more information about Island Soundscape Project, go to their website, islandsoundscapeproject.org. For more details on today's event, which runs from 4 to 6, go to Maine Coast Heritage Trust's website, mcht.org, and search for Soundscape. Also on Wednesday, from 6 to 7:30 at the Witherly Memorial Library in Castine, is a poetry workshop focused on a selection of E.E. Cummings poems. Johanna Sweet will lead the workshop. For more information, witherlylibrary.net. Not into a poetry workshop? How about a beer and a chat with writers, publishers, and, full disclosure, me? The Word Festival and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance are sponsoring an informal get-together. It's called Gather, for writers and such, on Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Marlantini's Grill. Are you a Paul Dworin fan? He's the author of Skin and Bones, part of the Mike Bowditch Mystery Series. You can join him for a meet and greet on July 17th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Leaf and Anna in Brooklyn. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street? ¶¶